Dearest Mary, I miss you more than you could ever know. I still pass by your room
on the way to mine,
and I still expect to see you stretched out across your bed, reading Little Women for the umpteenth time. I regret making fun of you for that. I hope you've forgiven me. It should bring you some comfort to know you haven't missed much here. Life only got harder. Still, no one should have robbed you of finding out for yourself. I'm still plenty pissed about that. I don't have any idea why it was you and not me who had to go away. Are you happy there? Did Sister Agnes describe it quite well? Do you have wings? And can you see me down here? God, I hope not. You would still be embarrassed over the jams I get myself into. I've never learned to think things through like you. You always were able to think things through. I'm always leaping before I look. I almost forgot. Your blueberry bush is thriving. It was loaded with berries this year, and I ate most of them each time I passed by on the lawnmower. It was a game I played, seeing how many I could pull off and eat with one hand as they made my rounds cutting grass. Yeah, I still enjoy riding the lawnmower. It was the only outdoor chore Daddy would let me do. He always gave you the more physical to-do list, and I know you hated that. I hated how hard he was on you. He let me get away with murder, while you got the razor strap. Speaking of which, I tore down the old barn where you were forced to clean the horse stalls before school. He would have had a hissy fit if he knew I helped you shovel the shit. Even worse than that, if he found out I was the one that put out the rat poison instead of you. Nope. I couldn't stand to go inside that barn after you left. Too many bad memories. And I'll never forget you having to sleep out there when you got into trouble for eating his entire precious jar of welfare peanut butter. Remember that? I hope you laugh. Knowing peanut butter is still my favorite thing to eat. Just not the government kind. Can you believe Daddy died from it? Karma. Maybe. They don't even make the poison pellets anymore. It's time for me to go, sis. I have a client with her own daddy issues to talk about. Know that I love you and I can't wait to see you again. I'll be the one carrying the bird nest that you took the eggs from and then tried to hatch on your own. Remember? Love, your sister.
Amy,